If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Sure, they weren't perfect, but they weren't as bad as those people. We always want to blame others, don't we? And when it comes to God, we especially, everyone especially says, don't punish me, that's unfair, I'm better than them.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Gerald. And my friend, during the holidays, my wife had me watching those Hallmark movies on TV. You know, the kind with the unlikely long-lost love finding new hope and then marriage, all the while relearning the joys of Christmas. Many times it featured, to my great pleasure, something like a snowball fight where one person unexpectedly bombs another and then white missiles start flying. Did he throw the first shot or did she? Of course, it is kind of reminiscent of another slapstick routine that was perfected for me in my growing up days by the Three Stooges, albeit the snowballs were more likely pies. But once again, someone throws and then hides to leave another the blame, who then gets plastered despite their innocence with a pie, and on it goes until everyone is covered in meringue, whipped cream, berries, or whatever. But this slapstick comedy routine has a real-life counterpart. Often the innocent, particularly the children, get blamed for the actions, the sins of their parents, or if not blamed, at least get the effects. And yes, even the Bible talks about children receiving the effects of the sins of the parents down to the third or fourth generation. We'll talk about that sometime down the line. But right now, the prophet Ezekiel helps us understand how God handles responsibility, and it may surprise you. We'll talk about that today on Wings of the Morning, but now Francesca Battaglia challenges us, if we're honest.
Truth is harder than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a heart that loves to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do, bring your brokenness and change our lives. It would set us So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. Cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest, if we're honest,
in the book of the prophet Ezekiel in the Bible, Ezekiel's letting the disobedient and now exiled children of Israel know what God thinks about them and what God is going to do. They have always taken for granted and so taken advantage of God's favor, but they're terrible disobedience has now brought them to a terrible plague, a terrible situation, a terrible land. And yet they still want to claim innocence and yell, unjust, unfair. Ezekiel, however, is going to clear it up for them as to God's fairness, God's justice. In chapter 18, Ezekiel quotes a proverb that the people keep quoting to him. The fathers eat sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. In other words, the kids are taking the blame, kind of like that snowball fight or pie throwing, getting the effect, being disciplined for the actions of their fathers. It was the wicked King Manasseh who caused this problem. It was Ahab and Jezebel in Samaria. Sure, they weren't perfect, these people, but they weren't as bad as those people. We always want to blame others, don't we? And when it comes to God, we especially, everyone especially, says, don't punish me. That's unfair. I'm better than them. So Ezekiel, or rather God through Ezekiel, runs down a scenario. He says, suppose there is a righteous man who does what is just and right. And then he lists all the right things he does, like not worshiping idols, not committing adultery, not stealing, but giving food to the hungry and clothing the naked. In other words, he keeps God's laws. God says that man will be blessed and live. But if his son, he goes on, does just the opposite, does evil, none of his father's blessing will transfer. He will die, and his blood is on his own head because of what he has done. And if that man has a son who turns around and does the right, and I mean obeys God's laws, then none of his father's punishment will be inflicted because God says the soul who sins is the one who will die. Boy, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yet, wait, he goes on to say something surprising. That righteous, truly righteous man who had done all that good, then if he turns and does the same detestable things that the wicked man did, God says, none of the righteous things he has done will be remembered. And he means, none of them will be remembered by God. Wait, doesn't all the good count for something? Well, God says no. He doesn't remember that good, that righteousness. Disobedience to God wipes out all previous obedience. So wait a minute. Doesn't the Bible also say there is none righteous, no, not one, and for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Yes, that's what it says. It does. And therefore, every last one of us cannot count up, stack up credit for good. We all have wiped out our bank of good. We're bankrupt. And so God is not unfair. In fact, we all deserve to die. It's not a comparison, a scale, a building up of credit. We cannot get that excellent credit score because when we have lusted, lied, stolen, worshiped the gods of money, power, or anything else, we wiped out all those good things like going to church and saying kind words. So, what can we do? The Israelites were stuck in exile, and we're stuck, too, in our sin. Well, God says, through Ezekiel again, that, quote, if a wicked man, and that's all of us, by the way, turns away from all the sins he has committed and does what is just and right, he gets life. Okay, but how do we do that? We just keep disobeying, don't we? The answer, my friend, was found in God. He knew that we would need him to step in. And so God came in Jesus, who by taking all the punishment for all our sin on himself, on the cross, also provided the way for our hearts and minds to turn from wickedness, whether big or little, to righteousness. The Apostle Paul, who knew all about obeying all the law and yet still failing, says it like this: the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit of God is life and peace. Because of Jesus, you have the very real possibility to stop whatever evil or disobedience to God you've been doing and start living for God. You can if you ask Jesus to come into your life and heart and change you. So why don't you do that? Why don't you pray with me and ask him, Dear Jesus, say, Dear Jesus, I get it. I deserve any punishment I receive. But please forgive me and come in and change me right now so I can live in the right. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. And you can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission anytime or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Hey, I want to send you something to help you in this new life. So why don't you do one of these things? And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.